The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. What an honor to have you with us today. Wow, do we have a lot going on. President Trump on trial yesterday. The president, you wonder if the Democrats are just kicking themselves in the backside, because what they didn't realize is that Donald Trump was, they thought, well, he was just going to go and sit in the courtroom and be grumpy and then go back to his beautiful penthouse suite at Trump Tower, and that was going to be the end of it. Do you think it ever crossed their minds that Donald Trump would actually use the trial as a campaign platform? What Donald Trump is doing every day, and he's doing it twice a day, and what I love about this, it's all free advertising, because the media, the networks are covering every single minute of this. And you never know what Trump's going to say, so they've got to cover it, and they have to cover it live. And so every single day, 5 days a week, the president is getting free airtime right before the trial starts, and then right after the trial, he comes out and he gives a statement. He answers a few questions, and then he goes to a campaign event. Yesterday, he went over to a firehouse and gave them all free pizzas. And one of the firefighters in the video, this was all happening in real time during my Newsmax TV show, which you should be watching, by the way, 5 o'clock Eastern. And somebody, one of the firefighters, just shouted out, "Save us, Mr. President, save us." Yes, I think this is the cry of the nation, that we need someone to save us from the clutches of the evil one. That's what's going on here. So anyway, we're going to get to the very latest. I think Hope Hicks is testifying. We'll keep you updated on all of that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. It is Open Line Friday. So today, whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about. 901-260-5926. Now, I don't want to call myself a prophet, because I'm not. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a good old-fashioned church member. But I will say this. Here lately, my books have been somewhat prophetic. And that is certainly the case with Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And we have a lot. The reason I wrote this book, by the way, is because there were so many people calling into the program, and people have been so dejected, like it's over, like we just have to wave the flag of surrender and we have to just turn over our constitutional rights and we're all going to have to go work in the camps, the mines, the gulags. And I thought, well, I know it's bad. I mean, everybody sees that, but I don't believe it's hopeless. I never have believed it was hopeless. To this day, I don't think it's hopeless. And I set about writing this book. And it was originally going to be called American Homecoming, Getting Back to Our Roots, Getting Back to Our Heritage as a Country. And as I kept writing the book, as crazy as things are in the culture right now, as I was writing the book, I kept getting more and more hopeful. And especially when it came to America's young people, because this is the Generation Z. And man, they've been through it, right? They have seen firsthand the heaviness and the heavy-handedness of the far left and their policies. They've had to endure the shutdowns, They were kicked out of their schools. Many of them weren't able to graduate. They've been, if you're white, you've been told for your entire high school career that you're an evil person. If you're black, you're being told that you're oppressed and you'll never amount to anything without the government's help. If you are a Christian, you've been told that that you're intolerant. If you want to make America great again, you've been told that you're deplorable. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And these kids have really been put upon. And then they get ready to graduate, and now all you know what's breaking loose. Oh, don't forget the preferred pronouns, right? I mean, it's been tough for this generation. But in spite of it all, I have seen this generation, more so than any other generation recently, rise up and say, you know what? Enough is enough. We're not going to take this anymore. And I'm telling you right now, this is a great thing. We are watching the frat boys of America rise up and say, enough is enough. We're taking over. We're back in charge. And I think that is a great thing. I truly do. And I will throw in the sorority sisters as well, because a bunch of those ladies were out yesterday at Ole Miss, the University of Mississippi. And the Hamas crowd, they haven't been doing a lot down south of the Mason-Dixon line. Now, north of the Mason-Dixon line, they have pretty much been able to overrun the schools. They've been able to raise the flag. They've been able to do all of this stuff. But down in Dixie, let's just say they're messing with the wrong fiddle. Down in Dixie, we don't play that nonsense. And so yesterday at the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, the protesters showed up, and there were several dozen of them. And let's just say that they did not receive a very warm welcome from the student body. As a matter of fact, there are, I would say, well over 1,000 people there, and they were all decked out in their, what do they call it, vineyard vines? Is that that's the style these days among the Gen Zers? Vineyard vines and Patagonia as far as the eye could see. And the kids started drowning out. They literally drowned out the pro-Hamas mob. And the pro-Hamas mob, they were chanting, and it's pretty much your typical ragtag bunch of overweight, unattractive people with the colored hair, the wispy guys, and they were out there chanting, death to America, death to America. And so while they're chanting, death to America, this is what happened, cut number 10. Death to America, death to America. Death. I love this. So they're singing the national anthem. And by the way, everybody was on key. It was beautiful. Oh, they hit the high notes. Well done, tenors. And so they're singing that. And then they start breaking out in this chant, we want Trump. Cut along.
We want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump.
I love this. So some of the Memphis TV stations went down to Oxford. It's about, what, 80 miles, Dylan? Is that about, yeah, about 80 miles, depending on how fast you drive. And I love what some of these protesters told some of the American protesters told the TV station. Cut 15.
I've never been part of protests or even seen a protest. When I came out here, I was like, well, you know, it's kind of cool. They were throwing the bread and stuff that the university gave them. So we started throwing it back to them, and that's when things got a little heated. You can't take over our campus like the other campuses in the north. This is a southern campus where we believe in God and Jesus, and we don't stand for that.
We believe in God and Jesus, and you better stay the hell off our campus. I love it. Look, this is the kind of attitude and mentality that every single one of us ought to have. I love these kids. They're telling it like it is. And I will say this, that we need to get out there and we need to do our best to support these young people. Cut 14.
I believe that's just the most important thing for us to do right now is protect everything that we stand for. But recently, with the encampments across the nation, you've seen violence on other school campuses, and that's something that we cannot tolerate, especially as Americans.
How long do you plan on staying out here?
As long as I need to.
And I thought that we were making an effort to change that and to get back on the right side of things, and it doesn't seem like... Looking at what we've done today, it doesn't seem like that's what we're doing. There have been other peaceful pro-Palestine protests on our campus since October 7th. It mostly just consists of people holding hands, holding signs. There has never been this much uproar as it was today.
People are fed up. They're just fed up. And at the same time, here we all are out there. We're having to go work, and they're taking our tax money, and they're paying off. Biden is paying off the student loans for all of these urchins out there. And it's just not right. So at UNC, and I'll want to circle back, we had John Rich on the show yesterday, and John says he tells us that he's working on a big concert. He may have to go to Ole Miss, too, as well as the University of Alabama, because they were going at it there as well. But this young lady... She was at the UNC protest, and she was one of the people that was pelted by the rocks, right? This is insane. This young lady, her name is Haley, and she did an interview with Fox, Cut 18.
I stood on South Building holding an American flag, actually, as they were taking it down. So it was the most shocking thing I think I have almost ever seen in my life. I could not believe that they were taking down the American flag and putting up a Palestinian flag. The reason why they can even hold these protests to begin with is because they're in America, because they're in a country where they allow freedom of speech and where they allow these protests to happen. And so just taking it down was just, it was shocking to me. I was so upset.
So then she goes on to describe what it was like to stand alongside the fraternity boys as they were really holding the American flag. And John made a great point here. The young men were being pelted with rocks and bottles, but they were doing their best to try and make sure that the flag did not touch the ground, because at that point, the flag becomes desecrated. Cut 19.
Yeah, I just felt so patriotic. I felt so proud of my country and proud of the Americans who were standing beside me, who were holding the flag with me, who were willing to stand out and protect it. And I would give my life to protect that flag. I would give my life to protect America in a heartbeat.
Can you say that in your own life? Here's a young lady, she can't be more than 20, 21 years old, saying that she would be willing to give her life for that flag. And look, it was a dangerous situation out there at UNC Chapel Hill. This was not some sort of a peaceful protest. Cut number 20.
And there were water bottles flying everywhere. I think they were like chicken broth balloons. People smelled like chicken broth for a long time. Yeah, so I definitely got water thrown at me and sprayed at me. I know a couple kids had rocks and sticks thrown at them. One of my friends got hit with a water bottle on his face and had like a gash under his eye. I didn't get hurt with anything, but I definitely had projectiles thrown at me many times, which was shocking. And it definitely was a little scary. But like at the end of the day, like I recognize it's far safer to stand up for truth now, regardless of the short-term consequences, because the long-term consequences of allowing this to happen will be far worse if we don't. So to me, it's a matter of, do I stand up now and face the short-term repercussions of this? Maybe I'm in some small danger now, or in the long-term have to deal with the consequences of a Palestinian flag being raised up in America and with the American flag being taken down. And I was not willing to do that.
I am so proud of these young people, and there were just hundreds and hundreds of them. And they're standing up, look over at UT Austin, where the college kids there helping the police clean up the filth and the mess. This is happening, folks, and I am so encouraged, and I hope you are encouraged as well. But we've got to do our part, and I'm telling you, we have a country to save. We, all of us, have a role to play in this. So look, we got to take a quick break. It is Open Line Friday. We're going to be taking your calls on all sorts of topics today. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Linda, starting our day in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Linda, what's on your mind?
Well, hi, I just had a comment. I was listening to, you know, that segment on the university in Alabama and the girl, you know, them singing the national anthem and then the young girl trying to hold up, keep the American flag up and all. And after that whole thing, I was thinking, you know, the South's going to do it again. I just thought of that Charlie Daniels song and thought, how appropriate would that be for that to be included somewhere in one of those extra type segment things that you do on a special?
Yeah, I think so. Linda, I think this is you're raising a great point here. It could very well be the South that spurs the rest of the nation on to, you know, saving the country. I think that's a pretty brilliant observation you've got.
Well, I'm a little older, so I remember the good songs.
That was a great song. I think we may even have a little bit of that. Let's listen in, Linda.
Okay.
Well, the train, the grinder switch is running right on time, and the Tucker boys are cooking down in Carolina. People down in Florida can't be still, and old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Best picking on that red guitar. So gather round, gather round, chilling me down.
Well, there you go. Hi, Linda. Yeah, the South may just do it again.
Hey, I believe in our culture here and that we love God and we love America and, you know, we're all backing Trump. It's so obvious what's going on.
Linda, I hope you're encouraged. I hope you're encouraged by seeing all these kids out there chanting and supporting America, and they're putting it on the line, and I love it.
I am too. I'm very grateful that you had that on because I'm scared that our youth is, they don't have the foundation that we had, or they, you know, our parents and our grandparents that fought in all of these wars for, our, you know, to keep America what it used to be. And hopefully we can get back to, you know, something.
I think we're going to. I really do think we're going to. I think we're heading in that direction, Linda. All right, appreciate that call. And, Linda, I hope you and all of our other great listeners there in Gainesville, Georgia, come on down. You're going to have a chance to watch our show live. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live. That's Monday, May 13th. I'll be broadcasting the national show from the brand-new downtown studios of WDUN right there on the square. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then afterwards, from 3 to 5, we're going to be doing a book signing, and you're going to be able to meet me, and I'll be able to meet you, and we're going to have a good old-fashioned meeting time. It's going to be a lot of fun, and sponsored by some great folks, and we're going to tell you more about our sponsors in just a little while. But, again, that's coming up May 13th. This coming Sunday, I'll be in Atlanta at the First Baptist Church of Atlanta, and hope to meet you there. If you live in the Atlanta area, come on by and They have two wonderful morning worship services. So hope to see all of you fine folks there. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, just want to remind you, Mother's Day coming up. Get yourself a signed copy of either Twilight's Last Gleaming or our daily biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and you'll be able to get both of those books over at the Todd Stern store, toddstearns.com. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. It is Open Line Friday.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. And we do want to say a very special thank you to our friends at Extreme Clean Auto Spa in Gainesville, Georgia, and Select Pest Control, two of the big sponsors for our upcoming book signing. That's happening in, May 13th at the downtown studios of WDUN there in Gainesville, Georgia. So thank you to the fine folks over Extreme Clean Auto Spa and Select Pest Control. You know, it's too bad I'm taking an Uber in, but otherwise, well, we may just drive the Uber by and they can get a good spa treatment there. So I love that. So thank you very much. And we're really excited about meeting all of our great listeners there in the Gainesville, Georgia area at the brand new Gainesville Renaissance. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. By the way, more than 2,000 people arrested in these Hamas Ute protests. 43 colleges and universities have been infected so far. Let's go to David in California, hanging out with us on our Facebook stream today. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, thanks, Todd. I can't remember. You're a little younger than Baby Boom?
Yeah, I'm Gen Xer. I'm a Gen Xer.
Yeah, okay. So I can't remember which protest it was where the big slogan was, no blood for oil. No blood for oil. No blood for oil. Stop killing people for their oil. And that was, I think it was the Iraq War. I can't remember if it was Bush Dad or Bush Jr. That no blood for oil was used. Now, it turns out that there's oil underneath Gaza, not just in the suburbs, underneath a big city, oil, and hundreds of billions of dollars worth of oil. And who's going to get the mineral rights when all those people are dead? What I figure what it's all about is the people that are surviving on top of it have the mineral rights. If they drive them off, then they get to steal the mineral rights.
Who would steal those mineral rights, David?
Well, if you do a quick Google search.
No, I'm not going to do a Google search. Just tell me here. We don't have a lot of time, but tell me who's going to steal.
Chevron has the fracking offshore. And who's actually going to get the mineral rights in the center of town? I'm not sure. But Chevron has offshore.
So you're saying that Chevron was behind the October 7th terrorist attacks, David?
If it smelt it, dealt it.
What? So you're telling me, you're saying American company was responsible for what happened on October the 7th?
Well, do you consider Chevron an American company?
Where is your, wait, wait, wait. Where is your proof that any kind of a company had anything to do with whatever happened on October the 7th?
You remember, is Chevron an American company?
Okay, stop. David, you're not answering my question here, all right? So October the 7th, that atrocity was committed by Hamas, but you're suggesting that it was an oil company that did it. Yes or no?
I'm saying...
Where is your proof?
Have you ever seen this?
Okay, we're done. David, yeah, I'm not going to play this game. I'm really not. So if you're going to come onto this program and make some sort of an absurd accusation, you have to come armed with the facts. Telling people to Google something is not good enough on this program. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And I will say that what David was getting around, David is getting around to saying this, that the Jews are invading Gaza because they want the oil. Well, if they wanted to do that, they would have already done that. And I want you to understand this. All these people out there marching in the streets, these wretched, filthy people that are chanting about, you know, ceasefires. There was a ceasefire. On October the 6th, there was a ceasefire. It was Hamas that broke the ceasefire. And now they're paying the consequences. And they're suffering the consequences. And they should. But this is not about oil. This is about stopping Hamas from wiping Israel off the face of the earth. That's what this is all about. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is vowing to bring a motion to vacate, and it could come as early as next week. She says that House Speaker Mike Pence represents the MUGA party. That's Make Ukraine Great Again, M-U-G-A. And here's what she had to say about that. Cut 7.
Yeah, that's what this is. The Uniparty is Make Ukraine Great Again. The Uniparty is all about funding every single foreign war. They think this is the business model that needs to be done.
Now, MTG's getting it from everybody. The Republicans, the Democrats, the media, they're all going after MTG. I have a very simple question for you. Do you believe that Mike Pence should, or Mike Johnson should stay in the job? I keep calling him Pence. They're folks, different hairdos. That's pretty much it. That's the only difference. But do you think Mike Johnson should stay on the job? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I mean, what she's saying is not wrong. The question is, what good is it going to do now? And will the Democrats step in? And the Democrats have already said they're going to do it. By the way, there's a great piece in Axios. And Democrats are now getting frustrated with their leadership for bailing Mike Johnson out all the time. And they're tired of it. So you got everybody. Everybody. So Shanklin says, isn't that pronounced marginal trailer green? No, it's not. It's, come on now. Come on, Shanklin. But I'm telling you, Mike Johnson is way in over his skis here. And I, how many times do we have to say he's a good, decent Christian man? He's a good, decent Christian man, but he is a lousy leader. But that being said, what kind of a good Christian man would allow legislation to come through that effectively bans the New Testament? Who does that? Could someone help me understand that? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio here. This is from a UNC Chapel Hill fraternity brother, and he's taking us back to what happened. This is really powerful stuff. Cut 4.
I love America. I love that side of America. It's like we all just kind of connected our brains and stood there protecting one thing. And we all were like, we all were looking at every direction. If stuff was flying in, we would say heads up. We would cover each other. We would look out for other people. We would swap. We had like for an hour, and our hands did hurt. Our arms did hurt. It was like a arm day for me that day. It was, no gym happened that day afterwards. It was exhausting. You know, I remember we were all standing in there And I think I made a joke. I was like, oh, I don't know if it's a joke, but I was like, I was like, I'd die for this flag. And everybody was like, yeah, if they get any closer, we're going to start throwing hands. Like, we're not going anywhere. I don't care. They're going to have to tear me off this flag, like by my dead body, you know, stuff like that. And that was, you know, I'm smiling right now after such an insane day, but it's because it genuinely was hopeful. It was enjoyable to be in such an environment while doing what we think is right. People really took a lot of damage to protect that flag. And again, we were there for a really long time, you know, all things considered. But it makes me feel very scared for the future of this country. It's good to see people still willing to put their bodies on the line, their mind and soul on the line to protect this flag. That there are still patriots in this country that actually want to fight and would, you know, sacrifice themselves for this flag, this country. And it's been missing a lot of the time, especially during this last administration. Has just been non-existent pretty much. That's why the photo is getting so many clicks and getting seen everywhere on every news site, because people want to see that. People want to see people not bending. Don't bend a knee to these people. They want you gone. They want to take over. They want to just destroy like what this country stands for. Bring their own twisted ideology into every orifice of this country. And you don't let them do that. Don't let them do that. So take a stand. Be a man. Take a stand.
Yeah, be a man. Take a stand. And who would have thought that it would be a bunch of fraternity brothers at a number of southern universities that would actually bring calm to the chaos in the country? So well done, fraternities. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. John in Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. You asked about Mike Johnson. My comment about that is he may not be perfect. In fact, he's far from it. However, Marjorie Taylor Greene is always trying to grab media attention with her comments and her activities about him. If they push him out, we're going to have a major upheaval in the remaining party. And the remaining party needs to be firmly behind candidates that are running in November, specifically Donald Trump. She's against all of that, I believe, and quite frankly, Trump told her to stop it as well. So she just needs to cool her jets for an old term, and that's really all I have to say about that. And the other thing I want to say, and this is just me, I'm 78 next week. I lived through the Vietnam protests. I was drafted. But to be very frank, those protests, the majority of the country agreed with. In this case, the protests that have gone on these campuses, very few of those citizens of the country, our citizens of the country, agree with anything that they're doing. The Vietnam War was a very difficult war. We lost a lot of men. We lost a lot of nurses. We lost the war. So that said, it's not same, and the parallels that some seem to be drawing, this is just like Vietnam, is nonsense. I'd say, enough said.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting you bring that up, John, and it's because all it takes is a small number of people, and those people can wield a lot of political power, and we've certainly seen this at some of the major urban centers where you have these activists that show up at the city council meetings all the time. Most of these people are unemployed. They have nothing else to do. So they go, and they actually, with their loud mouths, can really facilitate some very bad policy. And that's the concern I would have here. But I will say this about these Palestinian protesters. All you know what's going to break loose at the Chicago DNC meeting later this summer, and that is reminiscent of what happened back in, was it 1968 when the last time the DNC was there?
My wife and I had just started new jobs in Chicago, and we remember it completely as Mayor Daley trying to stop it, and he went after him with the cops, and it was a disaster. My particular thought about the Democratic Convention is they ought to do it online like they did in 2020 and not even invite the protests and the problems that are going to happen, because it will erupt.
Oh, it's gonna be quite the scene. John, thank you for listening to our great affiliate KWAM, and we certainly appreciate that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number on this open line Friday. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, President Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, drops by. Also, Brian Haldane, who is a morning drive host and program director of Talk 107.3 FM in Baton Rouge. There's a big controversy there as a new city has been formed, and it's causing all sorts of chaos. We're going to tell you about that. Also, Robin Poffman drops by. We're going to also get her to weigh in on what's happening at George Washington University, her alma mater, where they lowered the American flag last night. Well, folks, you don't need me to say this, but the Second Amendment is under attack. I just said it. But did you know that you can help protect gun rights by just using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and so they're always supporting the Second Amendment, and that's why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, and they give you access to all three major networks. That means you're going to get the same coverage that you've been accustomed to without funding gun control. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to be supporting the National Association for Gun Rights, the NRA, USA Shooting, Women for Gun Rights, and many other organizations. And get this, their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching super easy. You can keep your phone, you can keep your number, or you can upgrade. Whatever you want to do, they're going to be happy to help. So go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now get this. Write this offer code down, T-O-D-D, my first name. Use my offer code, Todd, and they're going to give you free activation, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All right, welcome back to the Todd Sarnes radio program. By the way, Hope Hicks now testifying, and she's extremely nervous. That's the reporting coming out that she is freaking out. She's been on the witness stand for quite some time now, just about an hour or so. And honestly, again, David Packer from the National Enquirer, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, said that Trump had no idea about anything regarding the hush money to Stormy Daniels. So if that's the case, then her testimony is quite frankly rather meaningless. So we'll keep you updated. And again, we haven't really done a deep dive into the trial because there's really nothing there. Trump has done nothing wrong, and they're trying to dredge up the whole Access Hollywood tape. There was no crime committed there. All right, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Barbara, listening to us on the great KWAM. Hi, Barbara. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I'm so proud of you and all that you say and do, and I listen to you when I can and driving in my car, but first of all, I want to say how very proud I am of these college students and their bravery. And if you'll remember a couple of months back when they had the revival at Asbury and they were having all these wonderful things happening on the college campus, what is happening now? The evil comes in and is trying to destroy the calmness of these campuses and what these kids are learning. And it makes me so angry, Todd, that these kids have to go in there at UCLA and fight for themselves and take up for themselves just for their rights. And I am so proud of what they're doing for the flag, and it makes me cry because I think about what our veterans have done for that flag. They have lost their eyes, their limbs, their arms. And we have these kids, these precious kids, and I'm asking America to please pray for these kids who are taking a stand for that beautiful flag, and to put it into our children's memory what the flag stands for and what peace stands for. We love all people, but we stand with Israel. And I am so proud that everybody is giving money to these precious young kids. They have to do their own battles, Todd. That's ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous, Barbara, but they know that there are a lot of people around this country that are standing alongside of them. And, you know, we need to see that happening in every city, every campus in America. And you're right. It is really something, and quite frankly stirring, to see these young people saying they would be willing to give their lives for Old Glory. That is why, Barbara, I still have hope for America. God bless you, Barbara. Thank you for those kind words. Hang tight, everybody. We're just getting started. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Well, hello. Yes, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Wow, what a busy week. And again, want to thank all of our great listeners in Houston, Texas. Patriot Talk 920, what an incredible event this past week. Great to meet so many of our awesome listeners out there. Next week, we're back out on the road. May 13th, we'll be doing the show live from Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. And we're going to have a great time, book signing. We'll be telling you more about that. And, of course, listen to WDUN for all the details. And then comes our big North Carolina book tour. We're going to be doing the show on the road across the entire Tar Heel State. So we'll tell you more about that coming up as well. It is Open Line Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That means you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, I want to go right out of the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have a great radio host, also a terrific program director for Talk 107.3 FM there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Brian Haldane joins us. Brian, hope you're doing good today.
Oh, I'm well, Todd. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing good. So let me get this right. So you're doing morning drive, and you're the program director, so you basically do not sleep.
You know the gig. You know the gig all too well.
No, I'm about to tell my staff at KWAM we're going to be adding more responsibilities to their roster. So if Brian could do it, you can too. Brian, you guys are making some national headlines, and we had a lot of fun on the Newsmax TV show last night. Let's talk about what's happening with this new town, this new city that's forming out of East Baton Rouge Parish. It's called St. George. And there's a lot of controversy around this in some circles.
There is a lot of controversy in some circles, and there's been controversy for over a decade here in Baton Rouge. I'm going to try and give you the abridged version, the quickest version possible, Todd. About 12, 13 years ago, a group of concerned parents hated the state of education in Baton Rouge. East Baton Rouge Parish schools were some of the worst schools in the state, and of course at the time, our state was some of the worst schools in the nation. They wanted to put together an independent school district that their children could attend, and basically were shouted down from jump, called every name in the book, predominantly racist, but every other name in the book as well. And they persisted with their pursuit, got things in front of the state legislature where they were told by a then state senator, if you want to have an independent school district, you have to form your own city. Now, I'm guessing the thought process there was, well, that ought to show them that should be the end of that. Well, you and I both know full well, never doubt the resolve of determined parents, because that's exactly what they eventually did. They got petitions together. They got on a ballot. They got more, well over 50% of the people that live within the city of St. George to vote for incorporation of St. George. And then from there, you've seen prolonged court battles mixed in with a pandemic. And now finally, 13 years later, the state Supreme Court finally ruled that they can move forward with incorporation, and here we are today.
Well, this is it's a fascinating story. This does not happen very often, and there have been others that have tried it and have failed, and I'm thinking most recently of Buckhead in Atlanta, where their issue was crime and services. They just were not getting the services they were, you know, paying their taxes for. I'm curious, was that a factor here as well?
So it's like peeling back an onion, Todd. They started with the want for the school district, and the more they started to learn about the disparity of taxes paid versus services rendered, The crime has always been an issue as well. But the more they peeled back the onion, the more this ball got rolling. Because, yeah, this is a rather affluent portion of the parish, to be sure. And for the listeners who are outside of Louisiana, a parish is just another word for a county here. The more they dug in, the more they wanted this thing on so many different fronts, not just the school system.
Now, I want to read to you how the New York Times portrayed this and get your reaction. This is from the reporting of Fox. The New York Times portrayed critics to the legal establishment of St. George as being concerned over a, quote, wealthy white community trying to distance itself from the black and poorer residents in Baton Rouge. Any truth to that at all?
Okay, so let's break this down in this way, Todd. If they were trying to distance themselves, why are they not moving? We have parishes that surround East Baton Rouge Parish, like Ascension and Livingston Parish, where residency has been growing at a remarkable clip over the last two decades because of exactly that. I mean, that's what you just read to me right there is using a lot of words to say white flight. And how can you fly if you're not moving? They decided to make their home their city, not the other way around, not to pack up and leave for somewhere else.
I think that's a really good way of looking at it. And it's offensive. And they do that all the time with the southern states. Every time something like this comes up, it's always about race, when in fact there are so many other factors. And I don't believe that race was involved here. Like you said, I think people just want the best for their kids. They want the best for their families. And, yeah, you know, crime is a big issue in a lot of towns these days.
No, it absolutely is. And, okay, so I want to be fair to the racial side of this, though. Baton Rouge does have a pretty nasty history when it comes to race and education. We had an unbelievably long desegregation case where the courts determined where kids go to school, not the locality. So when you look at it through that scope, it would be easy to walk down that path. But when you talk to the people involved, especially when you look at the racial makeup of what the schools are going to be in St. George, when you look at it through that lens, It didn't rear its ugly head today. This wasn't a repeat of the past. This was something new.
So this is a little bit of trivia here, Brian, but when my dad was working his electrician, worked for the oil companies, and got transferred down to Baton Rouge, so yours truly was at Broadmoor Junior High School. So go Buccaneers. And
so was my mom at one point. So
is that right?
I'm sure she was more than a few years before you got there, but yeah, Broadmoor Buccaneer.
That's it. So anyway, that whole desegregation thing was still unfolding, and
yeah.
I was in, I think, seventh grade. We got the notice, eighth grade. I would not be walking to school anymore. I would be on a bus, you know, driving 15, 20 miles away to another school, you know, and that really impacted a lot of families, in the Baton Rouge area. So I know exactly where you're coming from with that.
Yeah. So you lived it firsthand as to how that could shape the narrative if this were history repeating itself, but it's not.
Right. What an insane story. And you know how the media loves to do this. Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Line, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Haldane joining us from Talk 107.3 FM in Baton Rouge. So this is a done deal then, right? They went to the Supreme Court there, the state of Louisiana?
So they have filed for a rehearing within the state Supreme Court. It's not likely that the state Supreme Court does that, but they have filed for it. So there is that possibility. Even if they get that rehearing, you're talking about another 30 days before they move forward. So all these people who have invested for the last decade, if they've got to wait one more month, then I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with that. But this should be the last card to be played before it's moving forward and actually starting to work through all the minutiae of building a city.
And what happens to Baton Rouge itself? They're going to be losing, I would assume, some tax revenue here.
So that's the part I can't get a number on. Yes, they will be losing some tax revenue, but for the life of me, I can't put anybody to pin an actual number on how much that's going to be. But yeah, there will be a significant look, Todd, I live within the city limits of Baton Rouge. I mean, you were in Broadmoor. I'm right next door in a subdivision called Sherwood Forest.
Oh yeah.
So I'm already in the city limits. I know full well my taxes are going to go up But for me, that's a small price to pay to see someone else have their own destiny in their own hands.
Well, that's a great way to look at it, too. Brian, real quick, before we let you go, just callers to the morning show there. What are folks saying around town? What are your listeners saying?
Well, there is a want to move forward for sure, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention, as we started to see national headlines here, Todd, the word secession came up so much. And everyone gets triggered by that because you know that's being used intentionally to conjure up images of the Confederacy. You want to talk about triggering a populace, start doing that in Baton Rouge for sure. I would hear things like, well, if everything's racist, then nothing's racist, so what's the point? But there was a good chunk of time where there's a lot of heels dug in, a lot of people wanting to fight, and now that it looks like most of this is in the rear view, it's just a want to move forward to where, you know, we don't have to hate our neighbors.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's a good thing, actually. So, well, Brian,
yeah.
Brian, we appreciate you coming on the show, and you guys are just crushing it down there, and hope you're having fun on the radio.
Always, Todd. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Brian Haldane, everybody, morning drive host and program director at Talk 107.3 FM in Baton Rouge. What a crazy story. And yeah, he's right, because I mean every single headline, even on the conservative news world, it was all about secession, when these are just good, hardworking people and they want the best for their families. They realize their tax dollars were being used elsewhere and they were getting the short end of the stick. So I can't blame them one bit, and I suspect that we're going to see things like that play out in places like Memphis and Shelby County, Tennessee, where you're going to have citizens saying, you know what, forget this. We've got to take our own destiny into our own hands here. And I would say that that's probably going to be happening in other cities, other communities around the country. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Jeez, hello. I'm furiously texting, getting ready for this, the trip to First Baptist Atlanta on Sunday. And I've got a lot of family in the Atlanta area. And so we're all trying to arrange some sort of a get together, but it's kind of hard. And Dylan, it's the family's like, no, we've got to see you. You know, you can't just come to Atlanta and
That's understandable, though.
To the church we go to. And but it's true. I'm getting it. So I'm flying there Saturday afternoon and getting it. I'm trying to work all this out. So they're on Eastern time. But then I have to be up at the crack of dawn. So like a breakfast won't do. And then I got to go right back out after. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's going to be awkward at Thanksgiving, I'm afraid. That's just the way it goes. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. And coming up in just a little while, going to be talking to Robin Poffman. She's going to drop by, weighing in on all the big news stories of the day. Also, Caroline Levitt is going to be here. And then later, this is going to be a fun conversation. We're going to be speaking with the founder of the Spur Conservatory. This is an organization that is raising up the next generation of young performers in the gospel music industry. So this is pretty, it's going to be a fun conversation, and we'll be enjoying learning more about that a little bit later on today. All right. I want to go back and play some audio. I'm just curious. I know we have a pretty vast audience that is religious in nature. You know, we never have polled our audience. Are you Baptist or Catholic or non-denominational? Anyway, the United Methodist Church has really been going through it. There has been a raging debate for years now over the over whether or not to approve gay marriage and to have clergy of the LGBTQIA plus persuasion. And I apologize if I left out any of the 78 other gender flavors out there, but those are the ones. We just don't have a lot of time. So we'll just kind of abbreviate it there. I don't mean any offense at all. So anyway, the United Methodist Church, they've gone through a number of splits. Millions of parishioners have left and they have formed more traditional conservative branches of the Methodist Church. But the United Methodist Church has been in the throes of this controversy. And so now they have finally approved gay marriage, and they have approved gay clergy. And I want you to hear how some of this all went down. This is actually how people, so if you were going up and you were speaking, you were addressing the leaders of the United Methodist Church at their conference, you had to say certain things. And I just want you to hear how all of that played out. Cut number eight.
Becca Gorrell, clergy, New England Annual Conference, she, her, hers, queer, white, adult. I'm very sorry to do this.
Bishop Thomas Lang, deacon, Greater New Jersey, adult, white, male.
Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, friends. I am Scott Brewer, a cisgendered, white, lay, male delegate from the Great Plains Conference.
Go ahead.
My name is Carol Zagsma, clergy delegate from Minnesota. White, female, gay, adult, with pronouns she and her.
And my name's Andy Hendren, white, male, straight, adult.
My name is Stacy Current, California, Nevada, clergy, black woman.
Sherry Hiller, Oklahoma Annual Conference, laity, white, adult, female.
I am black, Haitian American woman, adult. And I think that's helpful demographic.
Thank you, Bishop. Alberto Hidalgo, a lay delegate from Indiana, gay man, he, him.
Matt Daly, I am a white young adult lay person from the Florida Conference.
Clergy, white male, Western Pennsylvania Annual Conference.
African American clergy woman, Illinois Great Rivers Conference, pronouns she, her, and hers.
I'm an adult, white, non-binary person, and my pronouns are they, them.
Good afternoon, Bishop. Good afternoon, Church. Effie McAvoy, she, her, New England Annual Conference, clergy.
Bishop, my name is Ian Carlos Oriola. I am a Latinx lay young adult delegate from the Upper New York Annual Conference.
Thank you, Bishop. Jorge Lockwood, cisgender male, New York Annual Conference lay.
Jesse Lipp, laity, Great Plains, non-binary, white. I'm 34. I'm very confused on if I'm an adult or young adult. And a person living with disability.
I think I agree with her. So, if you will pull out.
My pronouns are they, them. I think I forgot to state that when I introduced myself. Uh-oh. I apologize.
I think that woman's going to get kicked out of the United Methodist Church. Jeez, hello. So anyway, oh, by the way, I'm glad it was Latinx. I thought the guy identified as tissue. It's not a Kleenex, but it's Latinx. Okay, I'm just curious. Does your church do that? When you guys are having a meeting, are you required to announce your preferred pronouns and your skin color and your whether or not you're an adult or not? I'm just curious. Is that something new? We don't do that in the Baptist faith tradition, at least not yet. Our denomination's getting ready to go woke. But right now, I think, you know, they really don't care what your pronouns are. Anyway, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Interesting. I'm texting Robin Poffman as I'm waiting to have a conversation with Robin Poffman on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Robin, how's it going?
All the time.
No, we're texting back and forth here. It's great. So anyway, I hope to see you this weekend. If not, that's fine.
No, I'm gonna try to make an appearance.
Robin, I have to tell you, I thought about you last night. I saw the video coming out of George Washington University, which not only is your alma mater, but weren't you like an adjunct professor there at one time?
No, that was at Tulane University.
Tulane.
But I did go to George Washington University undergrad, and I was a double major in journalism and political science while we're examining our resumes. And I was, you know, it's funny you're mentioning this because I took a picture, like I frame grabbed it from television to show my mom, because my mom went there undergrad too, and my dad went to medical school there. And so we have a, you know, big family connection to the university. And there's George Washington. It's, you know, people probably think that we set up this phone call, but you and I really don't speak before I come on the show, except in text. And, yeah. And, George was wrapped in the Hamas terrorist flag. Did you see that?
I saw that. And then I saw them lower the American flag, and they raised a very large Palestinian flag over the campus of GWU.
It's insane. And you know who was there? One of my favorite congresspeople of all time, Byron Donalds from Florida, who represents Naples, a place I'd like to be living right now. And yeah, Byron Donalds went over to the campus. He went from Capitol Hill over to the campus to see what was going on. And I don't know if you saw that video, but he was like surrounded by all these crazy people, anti-Israel, anti-Semites. And you have a lot of Jewish students at George Washington University, a lot of folks from the Northeast that go there from New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, very large undergraduate Jewish population. And it's very scary. And I saw a Jewish student this morning on TV on Fox News from UCLA, a girl who had an Israeli flag and was beaten and kicked in the head and on TV with her mother. Very, very scary time for Jews. This is like, you know, the prelude to what led to the Holocaust. And there are still, Todd, liberal Jews in this country, like Chuck Schumer, to name one. You know, you can blow that man up in his backyard, 9/11, which he could see from his, you know, Brooklyn brownstone. And he still has not woken up. Like, he still hasn't woken up to radical Islam. You had the 93 World Trade Center bombing in 1993. Nothing was done. We get to 9/11. He watches, you know, the towers burn from his, him and his wife watch the towers burn from their a brownstone in Brooklyn. And he still has not woken up to the fact that radical Islam, wants him dead and exterminated. And, you know, this is like the Holocaust take two. And the other thing is that people really don't realize when you talk to people who have not studied history, like you've studied history and I've studied history, they don't understand that the state of Israel was formed out of the Holocaust. Like when the Holocaust was over, the Jews had nowhere to go. So they went to Israel and formed a state. And, the Jews I know that are living in Israel and those that have made Aliyah, that are American citizens that have gone over there to live permanently, let me be the first to tell you, they are never leaving, Todd, ever. And you've been over there. The people who make Aliyah, they're never leaving.
And Robin, I look, my hat is off to these kids that, you know, that are standing up now and fighting back, and it has to be done. And last night, yesterday, in Oxford, Mississippi, home of the University of Mississippi, hotty toddy, the Ole Miss kids weren't having anything to do with it. Cut number nine, please.
I've just received word that Israel and Palestine have won a combined zero SEC championships. So, folks, it truly does, in fact, just mean more.
It's great. These yahoos thought they could come down to the South, Robin. And the Southeastern Conference schools are saying, yeah, you need to go on back where y'all came from.
Yeah, it they're not going to be the welcome wagon is not going to meet them. Same in Florida. I think that Governor Ron DeSantis is doing a great job. They put out the fire, so to speak, at the University of Tampa. They weren't having any part of it. There was a little bit of an uprising there, and they extinguished that fire. I mean, it's just all bad behavior. And you see the Columbia president, how she messed this whole thing up by allowing this to fester for a week. Same with UCLA and USC, same situation, USC canceling 65,000 graduation. I mean, it's outrageous. And I think that we're going to see, I think that all of these, you know, you're passing laws and this, that, and the other, and all these resolutions and Biden coming out yesterday, it's a bunch of meaningless words. The only thing that's going to matter now is action. And so we have to have a zero tolerance. We cannot extreme enable these students or the outside agitators. You know, more than 50% of these folks in the crowd are not students at these universities. This is all a George Soros and some of the other foundations supporting, you know, the coolers and the tents and the bathrooms and the food and all of this and all of that. And we have to be in full action as a country that we're not going to tolerate this nonsense. I mean, that's the only way forward. All these platitudes and speeches are absolutely meaningless in my mind.
You know, it's interesting. Megyn Kelly made some headlines. Interesting observation. I'm glad she said it first. I don't think we could have made this observation. But she said, you know, have you noticed that most of these people out there, these anti-Semites, are very unattractive people. They're butt ugly, as we say in Tennessee. They've got the, you know, bad hygiene, bad fit. You know, they got the pimply faces. They just look miserable. They really do. And then when you see the other kids that are singing the national anthem and they're chanting Trump's name and they're smiling and they're jubilant, they're washed, their clothes are clean. I mean, it really is sort of a night and day difference, Robin Poppin.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that assessment, but here's the thing. I didn't see a lot of faces. I didn't see faces until the police officers were tearing off the stupid coronavirus masks.
True.
That, oh, by the way, don't work. And they were, oh, we're COVID conscious and all this nonsense. I mean, forget about it. They were wearing the masks so they wouldn't be recognized.
Oh, hey,
TV.
Robin.
So I haven't seen, yes.
We've got that audio. Cut number two, please.
Are you an NYU student?
No, I'm not.
Why are you guys wearing masks? Like, if you guys are, you know, proud of what you're standing for, how come so many people are hiding their faces?
I think that's a good question and a different interpretation of wearing masks than I'm used to. I find that this crowd skews more like pandemic and COVID conscious. So that's the reason that, I mean, personally, that's why I'm wearing a mask. I get sick, and I think a lot of my friends do too.
Well, there you go, Robin.
Hey, dear. First of all, you're so 2000. This is you're so the year. You know, you're so behind the times of 2020 is what I meant. And you know, it's 2024. Wake up. And the reason she's sick is because she can't breathe and she's getting the germs in her mask. So that girl needs to wake up. But I've heard this COVID conscious. That's like their new buzzwords, you know. I think it's nauseating. It's untrue. Those masks do more harm than good. It's just common sense. You're wearing a mask all day and breathing into it with no air. It's ridiculous. It's a joke, Todd, but I really think that we need to be in action and unified as a country. We are in for some very dangerous times. I am still, if you ask me today what my number one concern is this Friday, it is still a terrorist attack on America. And I think that there are groups here, terrorist cells, et cetera, that are ready to strike and probably won't until we have Republican leadership in the White House again.
And there are concerns. General Michael Flynn believes that Joe Biden's going to call a national emergency before the elections. And if you're wondering how that could happen, because people say, oh, something like that could never happen. Really? Well, guess what? You just saw what could happen on every major university campus in America. And that's what concerns me. Like you, I think a lot of there are so many sleeper cells out there. And if we had terrorist attacks, they would be happening in multiple cities at multiple times around the country.
Yeah, you know, the terrorists, the bad guys learned a lot from 93 because we enabled 9/11, right? So you have to go back to that as a marker, Todd, that nothing was done when they went to topple the towers in 1993. Bill Clinton and Janet Reno, the then attorney general, were completely asleep at the wheel, and Bill Clinton thinking with the wrong head. And all those years went by and there was no consequence for that action. And Bill Clinton never came to New York City. I know because I was there on that snowy day, and he never came and said, hey, this is a terrorist attack on America. So for 8 years, you had Bin Laden and friends plotting meticulously in the cave how to take down the towers, which was the original goal, right? And so now you're 23 years out from 9/11 and a whole generation, more than two decades, you have people at the U.S. airports that have no idea why the Department of Homeland Security was actually formed and the reasons behind it, right? Which was 9/11 and George Bush. And you have this entire generation that you see on these college campuses, and they're ignoramuses. They don't know history. They don't know the backstory on any of this. And so that's why I think these sleeper cells could be activated with God knows who came in our southern and also, by the way, northern border. Our northern border with Canada is also porous, and it is not talked about in the mainstream media ever.
All right. Robin, we got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, my friend.
Hope to see you. I might be able to make it.
All right. Very good. All right. We'll text. We'll sort it all out. Rob?
All right. Have a great week.
All right. You too, Robin. Robin Poffman, everybody. Great American patriot, incredible journalist. I want to go to Bill in Cordova. Then we'll share some breaking news with you. Bill, listening to us on KWAM, wants to weigh in on the Methodist. Hey, Bill, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd. I do want to say one thing about the Methodist, but I was also listening to Robin, and I have a comment about Schumer and Colin and the others. Those people that were having to stand up and say who they were and what they were probably were doing that because that's the only way anybody would know, if you know what I mean. you can't identify these people anymore.
It's true. It's hard. It's hard. You know, you're like, well, I think he's a, but I don't know. He may not be a he. I don't know. Could go either way.
It's scary to say. But, you know, we've got three that I know of, probably more Jewish politicians in Congress and Senate, Schumer, Cohen, and Sanders. And all of these guys, I heard Bernie Sanders this morning on television talking about these protesters were doing the right thing. What? That makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. And Steve Cohen and Schumer and Sanders, they should all be very worried right now with what's going on against this, with this anti-Semitism. And they should be the first ones trying to do something about it. And Schumer, as far as I know, has been silent. Haven't heard anything from Cohen, and Sanders supports them. So, you know, this is just a Democrat mentality that we're in today. And, you know, you can't fix stupid.
No, you can't. And if you're black or Jewish, I have no idea why you would still be supporting the Democrat Party. I really don't get that at all.
I agree.
Bill, good hearing from you, sir, and always glad to know your pronouns.
I do.
All right. That's Bill from Cordova. OG Bill, by the way. I'm watching an interview right now, a young Jewish fella. He's a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and this brave young man says he's scared on campus, but he's not going to run and he's not going to hide. And I'm telling you, the mob, this Hamas mob, these Jew haters, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to instill tear and fear and terror into the students, into the Jewish kids. It's really appalling, and we've got to stand up and fight it. All right, real quick here, let's go to Bill in North Carolina, WSJS, our great station there. Hi, Bill, what's going on?
Todd, I'll be as brief as I possibly can. My father-in-law was in Vietnam. He was special ops, special forces, worked with MACV Stog up around the DMZ. His job was to go out and recon what was coming in. I'm saying what we need to do now is to mobilize ourselves to be prepared for what these Palestinian nut jobs are doing. And when they come in, they're going like, oh, shucks, we're already there.
Yeah, it's a good thing to be prepared, but that is the challenge, is that they're already in place. I mean, they've been coming across that border. We've got some very bad actors. We need to get behind, and hopefully, I mean, if the House wants to investigate something, Bill, I'd like to know who's funding all of these protests. Where are the protesters getting all of their supplies, the signs that are professionally made? Where are they getting the tents and all the other materials? That's what I want to know. This is nothing more than a concerted effort to cause destabilization in America. That's ultimately what this is. Bill, I got to run. Great call, great thought. As we go to break, and we're going to come back with some breaking news, but there is a brand new Rasmussen poll out. President Trump now leading Joe Biden. Folks, this is unbelievable. 48% to 36%. It is right now landslide levels, if you are to believe the Rasmussen polling. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. And coming up, we're going to be talking to President Trump's national press secretary. A lot of breaking news surrounding Donald Trump, not just that amazing Rasmussen poll, but then President Trump just moments ago writing this on Truth Social. And this is with regard to what we were talking about earlier, how all they're doing in court is bringing up the Access Hollywood video, which happened well before the election back in 2016. And there's nothing criminal about that at all. Donald Trump says this is not a trial. It's a political campaign, a witch hunt, just like the highly conflicted and biased judge Juan Merchan wanted it to be. I'm sure his political friends and allies, and crooked Joe Biden in particular, will be thrilled that they are getting away with this corrupt, ancient, and highly political attack on his 2024 presidential opponent. These eight-year-old stories, which came out prior to the 2016 election, the voters have already and loudly spoken and have nothing to do with this fake case brought by a crooked Soros-backed New York City DA, Alvin Bragg, should not have been allowed to be used. Virtually every legal scholar and expert call it a sham and disgrace, election interference. It is an insult to American justice. All caps. The president is pretty fired up about this, and he ought to be. So here's what's about to happen. This violates the gag order. So the question is, what is that judge going to do? Will the judge throw President Trump in jail? But President Trump is absolutely right. Everything he said is 1,000% correct. All right, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Another full hour ahead. By the way, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax. Watch the Todd Stern Show. You can do that on Facebook and YouTube, so be sure to check that out. We'll be right back, everybody.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program. That was what it sounded like yesterday at the University of Mississippi, where thousands of college students turned out and literally drove off a bunch of anti-Semites that had gathered on their campus. It was a beautiful scene. Great to have you with us today. Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment, but I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Caroline Leavitt, President Trump's national press secretary. Caroline, I haven't done any like official polling, but I think President Trump is winning all of the Southeastern Conference schools.
Todd, that would be a great, fun, and interesting poll to conduct. I'll get our pollster on the campaign on that one. But I think your proposition on that one is 100% correct. It was so great to see the young students at Ole Miss chanting, "We want Trump." And then also shout out to the frat boys at UNC for standing out in the midst of the chaos from the pro-Hamas sympathizers on their campus, standing there bravely and holding up our beautiful American flag while they were being heckled and they were having water bottles thrown at them. If that is toxic masculinity, Todd, I think we need a lot more of it in this country.
Yeah, I'm with you, and it was a horrible thing, but those young men just stood their ground, and they were pelted with rocks and bottles, and it was absolutely disgusting. But, Caroline, I think people in the country are sensing that there is a shift underway. And it's not just with Generation Z. This brand new Rasmussen poll that came out today shows President Trump crushing President Biden, 48% to 36%. Are you guys sensing this as well out on the campaign trail?
Absolutely, yes, we are. Everywhere President Trump goes, Todd, whether it's Midtown Manhattan, I was with him a couple weeks ago when we stopped by the union worker construction site, whether it's a bodega in Harlem, New York, or Michigan and Wisconsin, where he packs the house in both states in the middle of the weekday, on a Wednesday afternoon, in the middle of the workday, he's packing houses that Joe Biden could only dream of during his afternoon naps. I mean, everywhere President Trump goes, there is a level of enthusiasm and spirit that, frankly, we have never had. And we know how much momentum and enthusiasm President Trump has had since 2016, but it's never been at this level before. He's growing his support with every demographic of Americans because of Joe Biden's horrible policies, and all Americans are being impacted by them, and all Americans, regardless of how much money they make or what state they live in, remember how much better their lives were under President Trump's leadership just a few short years ago.
Look, this is it's a great point you raise, and across all demographics, people are just really being impacted by Bidenomics, and the cost of everything is just skyrocketing. And I'm excited. I think we're going to see an uptick in the number of young voters this election cycle. And I think they're going to break overwhelmingly for President Trump.
Definitely. And it excites me, too, especially as a relatively young person, if I do say so myself, in my late 20s. I've watched really a swing in my generation take place, I would say, over the past several months, maybe the past year. You know, the pendulum was swinging in this country so far to the left that I think it's moving back to the middle. And common sense, young people in this country are realizing that Democrat policies are making our lives worse. The quality of life is declining while the cost of living is increasing. And, you know, you have young people that work hard, they go to school, they get out of school, they're in the workforce, and their wages are not keeping up with the pace of inflation. You're paying $3,000-$4,000 to rent a tiny apartment in a Democrat-run city where women are getting punched in the face and sexually assaulted, where there's brutal killings and criminals are released back in the streets. It's unfair, and it's only gotten worse under Joe Biden's policies, especially with the open border. We're seeing an invasion of illegal immigrants come to Democrat-run cities. All of this is a culmination of Joe Biden's terrible policies. Young people are waking up and realizing that if we want basic American values that make this country great, if we want the chance to live the American dream, we got to vote for Donald Trump in November. And President Trump is winning a level of support from young voters in this country that no Republican candidate has ever even come close to. And it's our goal in our campaign to make sure that number not only holds where it is right now, but actually increases before November the 5th.
Caroline, just a little while ago, really within the past 10 minutes, President Trump releasing a statement and just really calling out the judge, Judge Merchan, and the way this trial has been conducted. And, of course, now they're just rehashing the whole Access Hollywood story, which has nothing to do with this case at all. It's pretty clear to me they're just trying to use the courtroom to smear President Trump.
They are. And Todd, I'll tell you, I've been in the courtroom with the president over the past couple of weeks, and it's despicable to watch this case unfold. It would be laughed out of any other courtroom in America. The prosecution doesn't have a crime. They have their show trial, but they have no crime to show for it. And they're desperately doing legal gymnastics in the courtroom to try and prove their charges, to try and prove their conspiracy theory and prove these 34 felony counts that they're bringing against the former president of the United States. But they are failing at that every single day. This case is being led by a far left district attorney in Alvin Bragg, who has spent more time and money getting Donald Trump than getting real violent criminals in New York. The case is being overseen by Judge Merchan, and President Trump is right to point out that this is a highly conflicted partisan judge.
he donated money himself to Joe Biden's campaign. And it's very clear sitting in that courtroom and watching the judge's body language, the disdain that he has for President Trump. And then you know that this case is being brought in New York because they know it's a Democrat jurisdiction where it's nearly impossible to get a truly fair and impartial jury for the leading Republican candidate in the next election, the Republican nominee. And so it is a travesty of justice what's taking place. Legal scholars on both sides agree with that. Even CNN is having a hard time defending the prosecution's case. And all Americans are seeing it as well. The majority of Americans have said in recent polling that this case, or no matter how it ends up, will have absolutely no impact on their vote. And I want to be clear, President Trump is ultimately going to win. He will win on appeal, if not in this trial, and he will have the ultimate victory on November the 5th when he wins the election, in large part because of this election interference show trial that Joe Biden and the Democrats have led.
I'm with you 1,000%, absolutely. And we just have to hope and pray there's some good thinking and right thinking people who are going to be fair and impartial on that jury. Caroline, real quick, before we let you go, yesterday we had John Rich, the country music singer, on the show, and he gave us the details of they're planning some sort of a big concert to celebrate these fraternity boys over at UNC. He says they're trying to get other musicians, even Lee Greenwood. And I'm thinking here, what about President Trump? You think he might be able to, if he can work it out, do you think he might be able to come on down to UNC?
Hey, I won't get ahead of our team's planning, but what I will say, there's possibly a chance of that. Yes, indeed. We will be definitely in North Carolina before the November election. It's a huge state. It's one that President Trump has won twice before. We have every intention of winning it again for the third time this November. And wouldn't that be a lot of fun?
And to be able to be on this, have those young men, and there were some young ladies, by the way, in that group as well, have them up on stage with the president. Wow, that would be a pretty remarkable moment, I would say. All
yes,
right.
It would indeed.
I'm not trying to get you on the record. I don't want to get you in trouble, Caroline. So we'll leave it there. But let us know if the president is going to make a detour.
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Caroline, always great to have you on the show. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Todd. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Caroline Leavitt, everybody, President Trump's national press secretary. So you heard a tease there. So we'll have to wait and see. But that would be pretty remarkable to see President Trump up on the stage with all of those great fraternity boys and sorority girls. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. Here's how it works. It's Open Line Friday. That means all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. We can talk about whatever is on your mind. Our number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, I know that a lot of you are really excited about Newsmax Plus, and it's showing because it's the fastest growing streaming service in America. And I just want to say thank you, because when you download Newsmax Plus, you can actually watch the Todd Stearns show, 5 o'clock Eastern. You're also getting the Newsmax channel as well as Newsmax 2, which is our brand new network. President Trump loves it. And the reason why is because we cover all of the big Trump rallies, and we never censor President Trump like the other networks do. I'll give you an example. Yesterday during my show, President Trump, we got late word going to visit the firefighters. We took it live. It was a lot of fun. So here's what I want you to do. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. It will not cost you a penny. You can start a free trial today. NewsmaxPlus.com. We'll be right back. All right. Well, don't do that. Come on now. Michael Rappaport, the comedian, had a show scheduled at a comedy club in Madison, Wisconsin, and they canceled on the guy. And the reason why is the comedy club was concerned that the Jew haters might target their comedy club, and so they said the Jewish comedian's got to go. So they gave the guy the heave-ho. Unbelievable. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Tariq is listening to us in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Hi, Tariq. What's going on?
Good. Not a lot, Mr. Sterling. Hey, how's everything?
You know, doing pretty good. Haven't been carjacked or mugged, so pretty darn good, my friend.
So if you can avoid that, then you're doing pretty good.
In Memphis, that's true.
Yeah, well, I just had a quick question for you. In regards to this case involving Stormy Daniels, if by chance the court happens to rule in favor of the prosecution, does Trump's attorneys have the option? Do Trump have the option of taking this case to the Supreme Court to see if they can't get it overturned?
It can be appealed, so, and it will be appealed if they find him guilty. More than likely, that's going to happen. I think everybody realizes that the jury pool is to the left, and I think they're sort of resigned to that, barring a miracle. But yeah, it will be appealed.
Okay, and my second question is, in regards to these voting machines, I had a deep concern about these machines, and that whether or not they were periodically being inspected, and that was my concern, because nobody's been talking about these voting machines, and so I just thought that if they're not being periodically inspected, that they need to that needs to be addressed.
Well, I really can't speak to that at all. I do know that when I go and vote, you're given the option, and I always take the hand ballot, the paper ballot. That's how I vote, and so I really can't speak to that. But I do think there is a great concern out there, and it's a fair concern that you're going to have a lot of people who are not citizens of the country voting in the election, and that is concerning. And we're starting to see bits and pieces and drips and drabs of these court cases that have been filed. But I am glad to see the Republicans, Tariq, announcing they're going to have a 100,000-person army of election watchers out there. And that's a good thing. I mean, we've got to do our part to make sure that there are no shenanigans at the ballot box.
Well, I just don't think in regards to election, I just don't think that Democrats they would stop at anything to try to win this election. And I think that when it comes to paper ballots, mail-in ballots, and all this type of thing, that this whole issue needs to be addressed. And it needs to be addressed before. It needs to be addressed now, rather than later in the days leading up to this election.
I'm with you 1,000% there. I don't want to be litigating this the day after the election. I'm with you, and I'm not quite sure that the Republicans, at least in the Republican controlled states, I don't know that many of them have done a good job of that, but let's see how it all plays out. Tariq, I'm very encouraged by the numbers. By the way, I was at the Whitehaven Republican meeting. I was not able to get there. I was told it was standing room only this past week. I think that people are fed up, and they're ready for change. I got to ask you, are you going to the big concert? They're having the big River Beat concert this weekend down the river.
Well, Mr. Stearns, I hadn't planned on it.
Okay.
But I think I owe it to myself to get out. I've been cooped up in this house. I don't get out as much as I used to, so maybe I might take it. Where is it being held?
I don't. It's down on the river, Tom Lee Park. It's like a big. It's a big shindig. Yeah. So head on down there. Tariq might run into you. You never know. Appreciate you calling in. It's going to be a big festival. Dylan, are you going down to the festival?
Maybe. I don't know.
The music. It's not as good as the previous big music festival.
Really not.
But Memphis used to have years ago, not that I'm a big Miley Cyrus fan, they had Miley Cyrus out there. And
in the rain.
And back in the day. Were you there for that one?
I wasn't. I saw pictures. I actually wouldn't have wanted to be there because it was like muddy and, nasty. Last year, I liked Earth, Wind, and Fire, so that's really why I went last year.
Oh, that's old school right there.
Yeah.
Was it the real Earth, Wind, and Fire, or were these like
Yeah.
JB team.
They had, you know, they're older, obviously, but it's like they had some of the original singers left and they had newer band members.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Still sounded good.
No, yeah. I'm a big Earth, Wind, and Fire guy. So I love their music. Chicago. I'm a big Chicago guy.
Yep.
They're not going to be here.
Sadly, no.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire's not going to be here. No. Okay. I'm not going.
Hey, but Jelly Roll's here.
Oh, Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like Jelly
Country
Roll.
Artist.
Yeah, ish. Yeah. Okay. Just saying.
Ish, yeah.
It's anybody else that I would know? Probably not.
Odessa.
Texas.
The artist.
Oh, it's a band.
It's a DJ. Electronic. Oh,
it's a man. Okay. So it's a dude. So it's one person.
Right.
It's kind of like Steely Dan.
So. Yeah. Nobody else you would know, I don't think.
Okay. All right. So Odessa.
Yep.
Not the town in Texas, mm-hmm. but he's a DJ?
Yeah, electronic/dance music.
Okay, but this is a music festival. He's basically going to be playing other people's music.
Yeah, he's tapping the button on the laptop. No, I don't want to discredit any of those guys, but that's in my opinion.
It's not music, though. It's like playing somebody else's music.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. All right. Hang tight, everybody. We got a lot more ahead. We're going to be taking your calls as well on this Open Line Friday. And don't forget, 5 o'clock, going to be doing the Newsmax show. Oh, by the way, Franklin Graham endorsed my book yesterday, and I really appreciated that. Thank you, Franklin. Be sure to get yourself a copy at your favorite bookstore. You can also go to ToddStarnes.com and get a copy right now. We'll be right back, everybody.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. A lot of KWAM callers today. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Greetings, Todd. Just wanted to remind you that tomorrow is the 54th anniversary of the Kent State assassination of 4 students that were peacefully protesting. So when anybody calls out the National Guard, that is martial law, and they've called out the suspension of the Constitution. So, remember that, because I'm hearing too many people call in and calling for National Guard in the city of Memphis, and that's not the answer.
Now, when you go back, Mike, and look at what happened at Kent State, and if you read the brief synopsis of what happened, it's exactly what you just said. However, that turns out not to be the actual events and how those events unfolded. You have to back up a couple of days to when these students were rioting and causing massive, massive damage and destruction in the town. And then they burned down a building on campus. And then they were clashing with the police on May 4th, which is when the shooting happened. And the allegation is that they just shot, you know, these innocent students in the back. Only one student was shot in the back. The others were involved in the protest. And it was because they were attacking, they instigated the attack. Now, you're right to your point, Mike. Those people calling for the National Guard to come to Memphis, they have to understand what that means. This is not like a police force. We're talking about the military coming to town.
Okay, you're talking about two different groups of people. I'm very familiar with Kent State situation. I'm 62, fixing to be 63 tomorrow. Happy birthday to me. But the reality is after talking to people that were there, the people that were shot were peaceful protesters, not even involved in the protest.
No, that's not accurate, Mike. That's not accurate. And I'm actually looking at the Kent. I have the Kent University. They have an entire website devoted to this. Now, there were, I think, two people shot that had nothing to do with the protest. But they were not targeted. They just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
There were nine people shot that didn't die, as included. There were four dead and nine that were shot otherwise that were standing off to the side. The claim was that there was a sniper. There was no sniper.
No, that's not it. They were literally trying to stop firefighters from putting out the fire. They had set the, I believe, the ROTC building on fire. So this was a horrible situation that could have been entirely prevented had the students not been rioting on campus.
That was days before. The people that were shot were not rioting. The riots were days before.
No, it was leading up to it. That's what it was. Mike, I've got the information right here in front of me. And again, it's I understand what you're saying. I think I understand what you're saying is that if you call in the National Guard, that something like this could happen. Yes, if you're attacking the National Guard, they will fight back.
They were not attacking the National Guard. The people that were shot.
Do you have the evidence of that? There. Because clearly everybody, I mean, yeah, Kent University may want to talk to you. Yeah. I mean, if you've got the evidence, yeah, they may want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I actually talked to the sheriff's deputy that was there that gave a testimony regarding this. Yeah.
And okay.
The lady that called in earlier and said that nowhere in America would people be prosecuted for political reasons to eliminate them as a political opponent. No, that happens here in the city of Memphis and Pittman County every day. It's not just up in New York or in Washington, D.C. It happens all across the country. It's nothing new.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate you calling in. And again, give us a call back one of these days, 901-260-5926. Kent University, kent.edu, has a great historical summary of what actually happened on their campus. Now, it may be that they made all of it up and they're just talking out the wazoo. I would tend to believe that this is, you know, they went through and actually broke down what happened on May 4th, 1970. And they refute a lot of the allegations of what actually happened on that day. But they also back up a couple of days because you have to understand here's what was leading up to that point. I'll give you a great example and then we're going to go to our guest here. The example is, let's just say that years from now, they're going to be taking a look at what happened at Columbia University, and they're only going to take that one day when the police were summoned to remove all of the criminals from the Hamilton Hall. Well, there's more to the story, so you have to back it up and understand, okay, what led up to that point. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Very excited about a new program that's starting up. And I love all sorts of music, but I grew up listening to gospel music, Southern gospel music, and big fan of the genre. And there is a conservatory, the Spur Conservatory, and they are creating an incredible program for young performers. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today is Thurlow Spur, the founder of the conservatory. Thurlow, good to have you with us today. Hello, Thurlow. All right. Well, we'll try to get Thurlow back with us. In the meantime, let's go to Ron in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Ron. What's going on?
Hi, I enjoy your show. I listen to it every day, and I'm hot. I'm fed up with Mike Johnson. A caller you had earlier said that he was a good Christian and all this. I think we need to get someone in the Speaker of the House, Republican, that thinks like Nancy Pelosi, only the Republican version.
So what do you think they ought to do here, Ron? Do you think they need to go ahead and pull the plug on that, or do you think they just suck it up and get to November?
Well, I'd like to have it now. Why wait?
Ron, we've got you down here, and we'll see what happens. Next week, MTG says she's going to introduce the motion to vacate. We'll see how that goes. Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. I think we have reconnected with Thurlow Spur. Thurlow, good to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Todd. We're glad to be with you. I got my wife here. Her name is Kathy, and we're just very excited about what's happening in Branson, Missouri.
Well, Branson is really a beautiful place, and we love it. Our family vacations, and of course, Pigeon Forge, and then in Branson. So I'm excited about what you guys are doing there with the conservatory. First of all, tell me, why did you guys decide to create the conservatory for young performers?
Well, in today's troubled world, we can see a growing concern for the escalating turmoil depicted in the media, the decline of moral, religious, academic, and patriotic values within our educational institution has become increasingly apparent, overshadowed by the current riots, the violence, and the property destruction. So we have established the Spur Conservatory, in which we aim to harness the transforming power of entertainment, music, and the arts to steer society toward a more positive direction.
I cannot find anything you just said to disagree with. I think this is 1,000% wonderful and just what we need. And it's exciting to see you guys helping develop this next generation talent. What are some of the things that you guys are going to be doing with the young people there at the conservatory?
It's going to be a very intensive program where they take voice, singing, dancing, acting, and they'll get to perform every day. But they're going to go to school at the same time. And we're hooking up with a large Christian university so that everything has a biblical worldview. And they'll get credit for what they take with us, transferred to this university.
Well, that's fantastic. And I understand, Kathy, we're talking about what, a student from every state in the union. Is that right?
That's right.
And the reason for that, Todd, is that we want to have a strike force in every state where these young performers can really have an influence. For example, there'll be people from every state in the union, and one performer chosen from each state. And, of course, that represents that state, and that gives us an opportunity to use that positioning to reach more people in that particular thing. You see, boy, listening to you here for the last 5 or 6 minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes, we've been listening on the telephone, and you've been talking about the things that are happening. And I tell you, it's really sad to see the direction that so many young people are going, and there's more who are undecided. I mean, we've got some that have decided, some undecided, and some struggling to maintain some kind of a sensible balance here. And so we're just on the positive side. We're going to do everything that we possibly can to aim these young people in the right direction and equip them to go wherever their talent leads them.
Now, Kathy, let me ask you a question here. Have the students already been selected? Is there like an audition process? So if somebody's listening and they want to try out for the conservatory, how do they do that?
There'll be an audition process. They'll send us a MP4 or a video off their phone of them singing. And then we'll also hold a contest where they can audition.
Actually,
that number, they can call that number to get started, and that is
7464. Better look that up.
Well, yeah. But they can also go, if they can go to your website, is there information there? Will the students, you know, people, will they be able to get that information on the website?
They can go to www.thurlowspur.com, and there's a place they sign up there.
I think this is wonderful. So again, folks, Thurlow Spur, that's SPURR.com. And we've made it super simple over on our website, toddstearns.com. We've got the links. All that information is there. And folks can also, if you want to contribute to the incredible work that the Spurs are doing, you can find a donation button on their website as well. Well, Thurlow and Kathy, thank you guys. And this is exciting. And will there be a performance? Will people be able to come and watch all of this?
Well, the good part about it is about 10 million people who visit Branson every year, and that's growing, by the way. And those people who come, we want them to decide before they even come that they're going to come and see us. The show is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It's called America, You're Beautiful.
Oh, and, I like that. That's a good name.
You can imagine what that's going to involve. We have the highest technology, that is LED, lasers, animals. We've got it all. And it's going to be a very exciting a program with 50 performers, the best of the best in this country called America.
I love it. Well, Thurlow, Kathy, we're going to have to leave it there, but congratulations. What an exciting thing you guys are doing for the country, and we just can't wait to see the final product. Again, thurlowspur.com, ladies and gentlemen, to get more information. Thurlow, Kathy, have a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
All right, there you go. In Branson, Missouri, it's a really a beautiful place. Have you been down to Branson, Dylan?
I love Branson.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, I've been to Silver Dollar City.
Oh, it's great. You can't. Silver Dollar City is snazzy. And but anyway, I'm a huge Southern gospel music fan, and
they got a lot of that there.
Oh, a lot of it. It's good. It's and the Throat Rolls place. I can't remember the name of that.
Lambert's.
Lambert's.
That's
right. Very good. I'm not good at catching those rolls. I get dinged upside the forehead. All right, got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back. You know, Mark Hamill is not aging well. Luke Skywalker, he's over at the White House. Look, the entire country is burning down right now, and KJP is at the White House podium with Luke Skywalker the day before. Is it Star Wars Day? May the 4th be with you. Meanwhile, LSU, more frat boys. They have just hijacked a pro-Palestinian protest. Oh, you don't want to mess with those guys down in Cajun country. You don't want to do that. That's never a good thing. They know where the swamps are. So anyway, good for you, LSU. Southeastern Conference is showing America how it's done once again. We do that all the time in football. There you go. Let's go to Lakeland, Tennessee. Jim, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Todd, thank you for taking my call. You know, I got to thinking that to disperse these protesters, what they ought to do is set siege to them. Just surround them. Don't give them no food, no water, no nothing. Finally, they'll just leave.
Oh, you know, that's interesting. In Princeton, Jim, they just announced the children at Princeton just announced they're going on a hunger strike.
Good.
Yeah. Some of them could stand to lose a few pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can lose a few pounds and then turn around. They'll end up leaving, trust me.
I like that.
And then college students like to eat and set seeds to it and just surround them and just say, you know, this is what it is, you know.
Love really, it.
Hey, we're having a Memphis Nostalgia Festival. Out there, the 6th through the 8th, we'd love to have you come out there and do a book signing.
The Memphis Nostalgia. So when is that coming up? Well, that's very soon, isn't it?
June the 6th through the 8th, and it's going to be at the Whispering Woods Hotel in Olive Branch.
All right, very cool. And so you're going to have a lot of fun. So is it true that Patrick Duffy's going to be out there?
That is a fact. In fact, I just got off the phone with one of them. I've got to pick him up at the airport when he comes in.
Is that, well, you can always bring him by the radio station. We'd love to say hello.
Well, I figured if you could have a book signing out there or a remote radio deal, that you could interview all of them. They got Diamond Farnsworth coming out there. He was the stunt double for Sylvester Stallone in Rambo.
Wow.
And
oh,
he
wow.
He owns a stunt company. You're going to have a bunch of stars out there. You could interview them and sell your book.
So this is the MidSouthNostalgiaFestival.com, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually a lot of fun, and it is a great festival. Again, MidSouthNostalgiaFestival.com, and it's June 6th through the 8th. They've got a great website, and the lineup, it's like a who's who of my childhood. This is pretty awesome. Hey, Jim, it's a great idea, and I got a skedaddle, but we'll be talking between now and then. But congrats on the lineup here. This looks great.
Okay, thank you so much, Todd. Thank you so much.
All right, Jim, good hearing from you. And again, folks, this is, honestly, this is so much fun. I've heard so many great things about this festival. The Mid-South Nostalgia Festival.com. Go check out all of the lineup. It is an all-star lineup. You're going to love it. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, so be sure to hang out with us. In the meantime, you get out there. If you're heading down to River Bend, be safe. Bring an umbrella. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. Jelly Roll is going to be on tonight. Folks, have a great, great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.